Explained, der KI-Podcast der Telekom.
Welcome to today's episode of Explained, the AI podcast brought to you by Deutsche Telekom. Whether you're doing your supermarket shop, out on a stroll, or chilling on the sofa, we're delighted that you've joined us. Today, we're talking about how AI is changing the way we protect against cybersecurity threats, especially in the telecommunications industry. Cybersecurity breaches dominate the headlines every week, from massive attacks like the Snowflake data breach last year, which hit over 160 organizations, including Ticketmaster and Santander Bank, all the way to scams like the deep fake fraud in Arup, the British engineering company. Their hackers created a fake video conference, tricking an employee into wiring $25 million to criminals. And it's not just huge corporations at risk. Last month, a woman in Florida lost $160,000 in an AI-powered romance scam involving a fake Keanu Reeves. He persuaded her to wire her life savings. Love it or hate it, cybersecurity is a huge deal, and the stakes are just getting higher. And who better to talk to me about the topic of security than with our CEO of Telecom Security, Thomas Czerzysz. My name is Ellie Shoup, and the editorial deadline for this issue was Thursday, June the 26th, 2025. Stay tuned for our interview after the latest headlines from our AI news.
Disney and NBC Universal have filed a lawsuit against Midjourney in the US, accusing the AI startup of reproducing large amounts of copyrighted characters like Darth Vader, Elsa, and the Minions without permission. The allegation? Midjourney is a bottomless pit of plagiarism. They are seeking damages and a preliminary injunction, a landmark case for the use of AI in the creative industry.
Deutsche Telekom and NVIDIA are jointly building Europe's first industrial AI cloud, right in Germany. By 2026, an infrastructure with over 10,000 high-performance GPUs will be created, specifically designed for European manufacturers. While NVIDIA provides state-of-the-art hardware and AI platforms like Omniverse, Telecom is responsible for data centers, operations, security, and sales. What's unique? All data processing will comply fully with European data protection standards. The goal is to strengthen the competitiveness of European industry with AI made in Europe. Telecom CEO Timotheus Hotchkiss is calling for a technological sprint instead of a stroll to secure Europe's role in the global AI race. At the EU level, the project is also part of a broader initiative. 5 AI gigafactories are set to be built in the coming years, backed by a total of around 20 billion euros.
I'm joined by Thomas Czerzysz, CEO of Telecom Security. And today we've ventured outside the podcast studio and we're in the heart of Deutsche Telekom's security center in Bonn. So perhaps the sound quality is slightly reduced. Thomas, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So to start with, we've got 3 warm-up questions. AI and cybercrime are no longer just a hype, and the costs are soaring. The World Economic Forum reported, if cybercrime was a state, it would be the third largest economy after the US and China. So looking at nightmares, from the global cybersecurity perspective, what keeps you awake at night?
So as I'm for almost 25 years in cybersecurity, there's hardly anything which keeps me awake at night. Meanwhile, we've seen everything and nothing, so to say. But now with AI, it's the first time ever in humankind that we can't trust our eyes and our ears anymore. And I guess we will come to that in more detail.
And as far as daily use of AI goes, do you have a favorite AI app or tool that you use?
Look, I can very good live without any AI. Nevertheless, sometimes makes your life easier, like Perplexity or Ask T, Frag Magenta, so our own homebrew AI for customer service, but also internal purposes is very helpful and It's helping not to be so busy in searching all the information together and bringing bits and pieces together. And there's also one which you would not have been expected from me. So as I'm tend to DJing from time to time, there's also a couple of AI existing which are separating a voice from sound in audio tracks. So to generate steam tracks out of it. So this is very helpful tooling.
And back to the security slant, if you could use AI as a detective, which mystery, past, present, or maybe future, would you use AI to solve?
Actually, we're using AI for decades right now. So if you include machine learning, which is part of AI, right? So it's for sure not LLMs, but we're searching needles in needle stacks. And without technology like AI, it's kind of impossible. So from that perspective, it's not so new from the technology perspective. I do see the real benefit regarding to that question more in different direction in science. So looking for medication against cancer and the like. So there I expect really breakthrough inventions by the usage of AI in future. In cybercrime, it's mainly about catching up with the bad actors.
And you're just saying that you've been 25 years in cybersecurity. How have you seen the evolution of threats? Is there something that you see now as the greatest danger to corporations or to the telco industry?
Yeah, as said before, this thing, and you can't repeat it too often, we can't trust our eyes and our ears anymore. So you can easily fake a voice video close to real time. I was just coming from a meeting and some R&D institutions here in Germany, they showed me that they just need 5 seconds of audio to generate artificial audio which sounds like the original. 5 seconds. So a couple of years ago, it was minutes you need for that to train the AI. And if you think about the future, in a couple of months from now, it's maybe just a second, just a single word to train an AI to generate really artificial stuff. And as we're used to live in a digital world, so having our meetings in virtual formats using Zoom, Teams, WebEx and the like, so how can you trust the one at the other side is the one intended to be? And this is a real challenge for us, but also big opportunity at the other side. So digital identities is now more important than ever before, in my view.
I think just on a sort of side note, Riverside, the software we use to edit the podcast, you can just type in what you want. So this interview could sound like anything once it's been through the editing process. It's terrifying. It will just pick up your intonation and voice and off we go.
So curious about the outcome.
So back to, I suppose, the telco industry in particular. What opportunities does AI bring us in terms of cybersecurity?
There's different ones. And so it starts with customer services, helping them to configure their devices in the right way to be protected and not to become victim of crime actors. It's helping us to identify threats. Look, in our cyber defense center, we're running a couple of terabytes every single day. And this is billions of line items in log data we are measuring. And we have, at the other hand, what we call indicators of compromise. So the patterns we're matching against, 2.5 million patterns, which we know for malicious activities. So therefore, AI is really breakthrough technology to be faster in that. So we just need seconds to identify instead of minutes, hours, or even weeks in former times when measuring all these data. And there's new opportunities coming up with large language models. Mm-hmm. You can talk to your computer as an analyst in natural language, right? Asking your computer, please provide me an analysis of X, Y, Z, assuming that this happened, blah, 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 blah. And out of a sudden, it helps you like a colleague sitting next to you. So this is total different kind of efficiency we can gain with that. And it's very needed because we're facing demographic challenge here in Western Europe. So we will lose about 20% of the labor forces in the next 4 to 5 years. And so we can't replace the human workforce. So therefore, we need to rely and depend on those technologies here.
And with telecom specifically, is there anything that's been developed by colleagues here and with partners that could be used to help security?
So from security perspective, is mainly that we're what we call an MSSP, as a managed security service provider. So we're not the technology company itself. We're not the ones inventing the tools. We're the ones picking the tools, choosing the tools, bring them together as what we call a system solution and build a managed service for our customers out of this. So we're working closely together with Microsoft, with Cisco, Palo Alto Networks, Fortinet, Akamai and the like. So this big company is CrowdStrike. These are our partners really investing heavily in this technology. And we're trying to build those solutions in a way together that is generating more benefit to the customers than just picking one of them.
Thank you. And I think a question which goes beyond telco, as employees, as a business, we're adapting, adopting and starting to use KI tools in our daily business. For other businesses, what tips could you give in looking at which KI tools to use internally?
That's not that easy because there's so much happening in the marketplace right now. But you need to be aware there's no free lunch, like it wasn't there in the past. But a lot of these companies using your data to train their AIs. And we had examples in the past where a big handset manufacturer out of Korea, not to name them, put their financial numbers before they officially released into an AI to build a slide deck for the press release. And others were searching and asking the AI about the annual numbers of that company, and it was answering the questions before they officially released. So this can easily happen to you if you're not taking care on what you're using where and not really questioning what is happening to your data. So this is the best tip I can give to you. And from the consumer perspective, there's also a difference. If you ask Google a question in classical search, there's one question and many answers. If you ask an AI, there's often one question and one answer. So intending that's the right answer, but there's AI hallucinating. For example, there might be wrong training data. So it's not granted that this answer is the right one. And one potential answer to solve that is that new versions put also the sources and give you the sources of the answer. Say, hey, the answer is XYZ, and these are the sources where I have the knowledge from. So you can cross-check, you can double-check in case it's important information. So you need to stay a bit skeptical, but curious at the other hand, to benefit from the opportunities, but not to fall into any traps.
I think just a couple of more questions. Looking at the current geopolitical climate and the impact of cybersecurity, not just financially, but on reputation. I think yesterday it was reported in the news that the Iranian bank Safa had been cyber attacked in order to sort of crumble trust in Iranian banks. How do you see that in terms of Europe? How do you see the role of cybersecurity for Europe?
So cybersecurity is essential foundation of defense as a nation state, but also as a company these days. We've seen what happened in the Ukraine. Before the invasion started, there were a lot of cyber attacks preparing, tried to disrupt services and infrastructures upfront to have an easy way in. And we see those attacks happening on a daily basis. Just an example, there's attacks trying to disrupt a web shop, for instance, used by criminals in the past, so-called DDoS attacks, distributed denial of service. It's generating overload on your web shop. If you do it on a Black Friday, you can blackmail the owner of that web shop, say, if you don't pay Bitcoins, it will start again. If not, you can get the revenues from Black Friday. So this was clearly organized crime. These days, we see DDoS attacks without any blackmailing. Suggest that nation states are using that as well, especially Russia is using that as well, to create chaos and fear in certain markets.
And so it's easy to use that tool. It's easy to disrupt because we're very dependent on those infrastructures. And alone in our backbone network, we see in average in a month between 18 to 25,000 of those attacks flowing through the network. Not against us, but flowing through the networks against someone connected to the internet. So it's happening on broad scale. It's a mass problem. And the challenge is at the defense sites, we're typically not that good protected. And it starts with low-hanging fruits like updating your machine. Yeah, I'm telling now for 25 years, we need to upgrade our software base. It's very easy. It's just like you lock the door when you go on vacation. You won't get the idea to leave your house open and put a sign in front of the door, say, hey, I'm out for vacation now for 2 weeks. Feel free to grab whatever you like. But in cyberspace, we do it like that. So we make it easy for attackers to create harm here on us. So therefore, we need to shift our thinking. We need to understand it's a real threat. It's not just happening against someone. It's happening against everybody connected to the network. Mm-hmm. There are people saying it's only two different groups of companies existing on this planet. The ones who got attacked, or at least the ones who know that they got attacked, and the others who don't know. Yeah.
Let's hope we stay on the right side of the right side of the fence.
that's also a good point. I'm telling to the young professionals starting in our organization, you can earn much more money at the dark side, but but it comes with restricted travel freedom. So make your choice.
Cool. And so looking at the role of your company as telecom security, that for all of us, where does the human remain in cybersecurity? So we're increasingly dependent on AI, but where does the human remain in the cybersecurity process?
That's really hard to predict looking into the future, as we don't have any crystal ball here in the office. But how we are using AI today? We're using AI to automate the thing we know. We're using AI to identify the thing we know, and we're using human beings to identify things we don't know yet. Of course, you can argue AI can help here as well, but it's often so complex environments and so many preconditions to be considered, which you can just only find out talking to the customer about the current condition of an event happened. So it can look like a cyber attack, but it could also be that there was just one doing maintenance on the machine. So from the technical perspective, it looks the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a question of the circumstances around those systems, which an AI can hardly predict. The AI can say it could be A or B, but the human being could clearly identify it was A because there was no maintenance happening. And how can the AI get that knowledge? So of course, if you have this information available in digital space, AI can also automate that space. But I believe the human beings we need in future for the hardest things, the analysis here, and AI is there just a tooling in my view.
Looking towards the future, your future, what keeps you curious about cybersecurity? What's going to make you work the next 25 years in cybersecurity?
Hopefully, I don't need to work the next 25 years. No, kidding. It's really fun for me working in that space. When I started in security, it was called IT security. It was not called cyber. It's actually the same, but a different name. And it was kind of a boring topic. You were seen as the one slowing down the projects in the company. Of course, from time to time, we're seen like that still today. It was like, it felt like you being the roadblock and everybody was trying to pass around. And these days, we're much more integrated. We're becoming a business factor and we're earning money with cyber defense. We're helping our customers to concentrate on their core business. And this is really keeping me curious how to help these customers, how to help them in their business models to defend and to keep their backs free to focus on their core business while we're working here on these crazy attackers and trying to study them, trying to find out what they're planning next. And so that's really interesting. There's no single day like the day before, and this is keeping you awake and curious. But it's also a question of mindset, right? You could also argue, and we have a lot of people working in security more from the mindset, so the world is boring, it's all bad. No, it's not, yeah. Sometimes we're faster than the attacker. Often we're faster. So, and that's a good reason to celebrate.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I certainly learned an awful lot, even from seeing how huge the company is. Romy was just showing us the org chart in the kitchen. I was like, goodness, are you in all these countries, even Switzerland? but thank you. Thank you very much.
And finally, our AI tooltip of the week. Take your password seriously. A secure password is like a strong lock on your digital front door. Passwords can protect your personal information, prevent identity theft, and stop unauthorized access, generally acting as the first line of defense for everything you do online. So make your password as secure as possible when setting new ones, but also revisit existing passwords to make sure you keep your data safe. If you don't already, use AI-powered password managers, one of the easiest and most effective ways to protect your accounts from being compromised. AI-driven password managers like LastPass, 1Password, or Bitwarden can generate, store, and autofill strong, unique passwords for every account, helping prevent hacking or weak password risks. These password managers utilize end-to-end encryption, meaning only you can access your passwords. They create strong, unique passwords for every site and automatically fill them in. This is immeasurably stronger than a combination of your birthday, the name of your first pet, etc. The passwords we tend to select ourselves. They also let you securely share passwords with individuals or people in your team. And remember to use multi-factor authentication wherever possible to add an extra layer of security. Adding that step beyond a password, like a PIN or a fingerprint scan, can block up to 99.9% of automated hacking attempts. If you haven't started using multi-factor authentication, make it your priority this week. That's it for today's episode on the role of artificial intelligence in corporate security. I hope you're able to take away as much inspiration and as many new perspectives as I did. Please let us know what you thought of today's episode. Send your feedback to podcast@telecom.de. And many thanks again to Thomas for this interview. And thank you for all listening. See you next time on Explained, the AI podcast from Deutsche Telekom.